In federal court, former Gladys Jung Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael faces charges of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor, possession of child pornography, and attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor. He has also been charged by the state with two counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Carmichael has pleaded not guilty. An investigation by KYUK, Anchorage Daily News, and ProPublica found that the Lower Kuskokwim School District was aware law enforcement twice investigated Carmichael years before his arrest. In 2016, Alaska state troopers found messages he sent to a former student that may have violated Alaska ethics laws that forbid any kind of sexual conduct between teachers and students. A lawsuit against LKSD is claiming the school district failed to, quote, appropriately and reasonably act and follow up on prior complaints. That lawsuit was filed the same month Carmichael was arrested on behalf of one of Carmichael's former students. The next month, another girl was added to that suit. Attorneys for the two girls in Bethel claim Carmichael sexually assaulted them between 2015 and 2018 and that the school district, quote, should have protected students from Principal Carmichael's proclivity to sexually assault children. The district responded to the civil claims, denying that sexual abuse occurred in those cases. It is unclear if the girls represented in the lawsuit are the same victims cited in Carmichael's criminal charges. Two more girls came forward in another lawsuit filed last week. The attorney representing them, Riley Cosgrove, says his clients are separate victims from those represented in the first lawsuit, bringing the number of former students alleging Carmichael abused them to at least four. The suit claims Carmichael molested them, but does not say when or where, and the attorney said he could not answer if his clients were victims cited in criminal charges. Cosgrove says that's to protect his clients' identities.
My clients have asked for as much privacy as possible, so I won't comment on who they are or what's happened to them, but our lawsuit will prove that the district is directly responsible for the abuse suffered by my clients and by Mr. Carmichael's many other victims.
The Lower Kuskokwim School District did not respond to KYUK's request for response to the second lawsuit's claims. Western Alaska, a region with a sexual assault rate six times the national average, accounts for just 10% of the state population, but 40% of educators sanctioned for sexual misconduct with students over the past decade, according to analysis by KYUK, the Anchorage Daily News, and ProPublica. The State Public Safety Department says the most common victim of sexual abuse in the region is a 15-year-old girl, and she is almost always preyed upon by someone she knows. In 2014, the Yupit School District along the Middle Kuskokwim River agreed to pay $2 million to the families of nine girls who said they were sexually abused by their teacher. Martin Bowman, a 59-year-old former shop teacher in Tulloch Sack, surrendered his teaching certificate. And in 2018, Alaska state troopers found 2,000 images of child pornography on the work laptop of another Tulloch Sack teacher, John Paul Douglas. He pleaded guilty to a felony and lost his teaching license. And about 150 miles down the Kuskokwim River in Quigilinoc, Michael Weir, a then 31-year-old history and language arts teacher in 2015, was charged with sexual abuse of a 15-year-old female student. He pled guilty to a lesser charge of harassment and gave up his teaching certificate in Alaska. Court records show another civil suit against LKSD was filed in 2019 related to the case. Cases of sexual abuse can be expensive for school districts, especially if a plaintiff can prove the district should have done more to protect students. Norm Wooten is the executive director for the Association of Alaska School Boards, who also sits on the board for Alaska Public Entity Insurance, the insurance company that covers LKSD. In school sex abuse cases, Wooten says the biggest cost is to the abused children and then the community. But if there's a lawsuit, he says there's a financial cost that's shared by the whole state.
If there is a sexual abuse case in one school, it affects every school in the state because insurance costs are spread out among school districts across the state.
Jim Valcarcy is a Bethel-based attorney representing two of Carmichael's former students in Bethel. Last year, Valcarcy represented 13 girls from the village of Wales who were abused by teacher Amos Ogzeriok. In the settlement for that lawsuit, the Bering Strait School District agreed to pay $12.6 million to the victims. According to the Nome Nugget newspaper, children and parents in that case also said school officials failed to take action following reports that a teacher was molesting the girls. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.